Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They took their wieners out.
Bobby Curio is going to call the program later on.
Nut juice, that's what you call the almond milk, because you know it's moo juice.
That's what you call it.
If it comes out of a cow. So they'll call it nut juice.
Give me four. Who drank the last of the nut juice?
I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
When it's cold. It's
Honey, so we need more nut juice. She asks you what she's going to the store. We're going to get you some nut juice.
I like it when she says.
Yeah. That's what she says.
We need
more,
more nut juice.
Imagine
nut
juice. Asking for it at the store.
Yeah.
Can I help you find
some? You got a nut juice?
You know, I can't find any dang nut juice.
Yeah. Aisle 5, nut juice aisle.
With all the other nut juice.
Yeah. Hello. Hello, Petey.
Morning.
Paul McCure is going to phone. Bobcat's pushed back for a little while. He's got some other stuff going on this morning.
He is overwhelmed.
Yeah. Show's great, though. It's called Misfits and Monsters on True TV.
That's tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It airs tonight.
Chris Porter later this week. Nick Allen today. It's Wednesday, right? Keep what day it is.
Hump day.
Thank you, Petey.
Mike.
And our buddy Nick will be here later on this morning. Sunshine and rainbows out his ass. That's how he rolls.
Maybe not quite yet.
Yeah.
He might not be awake yet.
Yeah.
No. So that's why you haven't seen the rainbow yet.
Right. The rainbows are gathering.
We open the joy.
You must be.
Yep.
You must be. Because then you won't know it when it smacks you upside the head.
I won't.
We are in the annual Perseid meteor shower.
Can we see it?
We are just in the beginning of it. It is actually going to be peaking approximately the 12th of August.
All right.
But we are in it early on right now.
But middle of the night is the best time to see that.
Yeah.
No moon.
No, I'm planning on doing some melatonin sleep again. I won't be up middle of the night.
You'll build up tolerance soon enough.
I'm already at 10 grams. Not milligrams, grams.
comes
in a baggie. Comes in a baggie. Boy, I had trouble getting up, though.
A trash grams, baggie.
At 10 grams, I'll put you down.
Excuse me. You just have a big block like a salt lick.
Damn right. Leave it on the side of the, leave it on the nightstand, just over there and lick it. Lick it, go back to sleep.
That always works for me.
It worked last night. That and turning my phone off and staying off the TV. I was watching the Comedy Central thing. Well, I mean, the documentary on Robin Williams is tremendous if you haven't seen it.
Oh, man, yeah. I caught a piece of that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I DVR'd it.
Men's Health says you should get a sleep coach.
Well, Dr. Mina texted me. You know, I didn't bother with a phone call, but she texted me. Actually, she emailed me this morning, a nice long email.
Is that someone that'll read you a good night story?
Yeah, I don't know. If he
good night moon
sits there and watches you sleep, make sure that you do it right.
Sleep hard.
Your technique down.
Hi.
He's there just to encourage you.
I don't want a sleep coach. I don't want another dude sitting there watching me sleep.
Well, if that's all that's available, whatever the going rate is, I'll do it for half.
Yeah, now that's good.
Sit there. Why is Petey in there? He's watching me sleep. Why you ask? I go to bed way before my wife does now in the summer. So you're right. You could come in there for 2-3 hours and watch me.
High fiver on the way out.
On the way out. Just change shifts around 1 in the morning.
Morning, Ralph. Morning, friend.
I got a feeling Coach Petey might fall asleep.
I think he might, too.
I'd just be sitting there with my CPAP mask on. All right, go home now? Okay.
Thanks, Becky. You think it's annoying when the dog steals your spot in the bed. Who's it? Oh, it's Petey.
Curled up in the corner. He's my sleep coach.
Just right. Here to watch.
Keep in mind, that's the new and improved, less cumbersome, streamlined CPAP mask.
Oh, yeah, they're smart.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Lot sexier than the old CPAP mask.
Oh, yeah, especially with the do-rag.
It's great. This ain't your daddy's CPAP mask.
You and your cap settle down for a nice winter snap.
That's right, every night.
Right. These are the cool CPAP masks.
That's right.
So often when I see CPAP in print, whether it's on a billboard or on TV or something, they have it in big letters.
Crap.
And I see crap so often.
Oh, yeah?
I have to do the double take and crap. Oh, stupid CPAP again.
CPAP.
Hate crimes are up in the nation's 10 largest cities.
I wonder why.
The Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism found that reported hate crimes jumped more than 12% in major population centers in 2017.
What a crappy job that would be.
Yeah, I don't want to work there.
Studying hate.
No.
No.
This is the fourth year in a row that the numbers have been on the rise.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. I understand why. I'm not going to go there. I'll tell you
why. The targets of hate crimes vary. In New York, almost half the reported incidents were against Jewish people. In Boston, it was African Americans. In Los Angeles.
Really? In Boston? No way.
In Boston, it was African Americans. In Los Angeles, it was the homosexuals.
I apologize to the Jews.
Oh, wasn't the Boston. Hispanics? I would have guessed Hispanics for.
Apparently, the homosexuals in Los Angeles were the biggest targets of hate crimes.
Because homophobes are gay. Can't handle it.
That's so against Boston's reputation.
Yeah, hating on the black man unless you've got a Celtic uniform on.
It's exactly Boston's
even then
reputation.
True, but at least the Celtics are the ones that have black players. Even the Patriots, just they have white receivers, for Christ's sakes.
True.
And I don't want a bunch of white receivers on my team.
But that's Foxborough.
Or in the backfield. Unless they're, what? Yeah, I know. It doesn't matter. It's Boston.
Didn't they have a black hockey player for the Bruins at one time?
Yeah.
He caught a little hell?
Yeah. Well.
Yes. I did forget to mention that Elon Musk is apologizing to the cave diver.
I apologize to the pedo tweet, right?
Yeah.
And why do you go right to the pedophile thing? Just because of boys in a cave? I mean, I thought
no reason for it.
No, I thought he was like a highly intelligent man, and he went to the pedo joke?
Yeah.
Because he's mad they didn't want his missile?
So, Musk had to apologize since Tesla shares fell. He was out money because he said that.
Right, yeah.
So, he had to apologize and said the fault was all his and... all his alone.
They didn't need a submarine. It was not possible to use in the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And then, of course, the stock may have also lost some value because the article came out saying that Musk is a big donor to a Republican 501.
That and the Teslas are lighting on fire, man. And there was an Onion piece headline said, this Tesla goes from zero to on fire in 3 seconds. And it shows like a flaming Tesla. That's a sex act.
Mm. Yeah, it is. So they're the new Pinto?
Well, the batteries are lighting cars on fire.
Yeah, the batteries are a problem.
Yeah, the batteries are a problem with those Teslas.
So were you watching Miami Swim Week?
In fact, I was.
What is that? I have no idea. What is it?
Well, there is this is part of the 2018 Sports Illustrated Swim Search. Apparently, they are looking for people to model their swimwear.
What's it on?
It's not on anything.
Who said he watched it?
He didn't.
I was not watching Miami Swim Week.
He didn't. It's a lie.
Okay.
But Mara Martin made headlines.
She hot?
Sure.
Oh, she's modeling swimwear. She better be hot.
She is.
Okay.
Oh, is this the one that, it's a fashion show, right?
Yeah.
She walked down the runway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With what, a boob hanging out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
what?
And a baby hanging off that.
Oh, good for her. Giggity. Like hanging, like where they're just holding on by her mouth or her arms.
Breastfeeding her 5-month-old daughter.
What's wrong with that?
Last night. Nothing's wrong with it, it just hasn't been done.
She wanted to prove a point, right?
Well, everybody wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
Not just her.
I haven't heard anybody screaming about it.
The only screaming I heard against it was, oh, yeah, right, the baby was just hungry then. Whatever. But no, they had planned this for a couple of days and, or, you know, for some time.
Starve the kid for a while so he's going to be hungry right when you walk down.
Yeah.
Starve the kid for the whole day so when he sees a nipple, he goes to town.
So Mara Martin said that, you know, hopefully she's trying to normalize breastfeeding and show others that women can do it all.
Mm-hmm. Why do we get it? It's normal already.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, Todd. People are still bitching about people in public breastfeeding.
We don't care.
We don't care. I never have. I saw girls on planes do it.
But other people are completely offended by this. You see a story almost every day, some women, too. Where even a woman, will come up and say, oh, you can't do that here.
Yes, you can. Do it here.
Whatever.
Do it right here. We have a chair right here. You want to breastfeed your baby right here? Come on in. Boss might not like it, but we're not that anal about it.
We don't care. Well, our office is used for that.
Right. Oh, that's right. We've had some, you had some women breastfeeding there, right?
Yes.
Even when you're not in there.
Especially.
Yeah.
They prefer it.
And sometimes with a baby.
They prefer I'm not there, I've heard.
Don't mind me.
They tell me.
Yeah. To leave.
A lot.
Yeah, we have a private office here. The show does. So you're right. That would be perfect for breastfeeding.
Yeah. It'd be even better if I was more interested in the, we should have women come in our office and try out stick-on swimwear.
Yeah.
That's also featured at Miami Swim Week.
Stick-on.
Yeah. It's basically, you'll color it up duct tape.
Oh, they should just use fruit roll-ups.
Yes, they should.
Yeah, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if they did.
Excellent idea.
Yeah, man.
Fruit roll-ups are perfect, man. Yeah. A little sticky in the sun, but we'll take care of that.
Edible swimsuits.
Oh, yeah.
You better be closely shorn there if you're going to be wearing duct tape for underwear.
Oh, they seem to be.
Because that would pull the pubes right out.
The images I'm looking at.
Yeah.
They are closely shorn.
At Cosmo magazine, Esther Perel writes an article. She is a couples therapist, a best-selling author. And she says that it's not only people in unhappy relationships that will cheat. She says that she has talked to many young women. And it is young women that she's talking about here who describe their unions as healthy, happy, and free of major issues, and yet they have been physically or emotionally unfaithful. And she answers the question, why? Or she tries to. Because these people are in healthy, happy relationships, and yet they will still cheat.
Strange? Women do it for strange?
No.
Okay.
Boredom?
No, they were happy, healthy, they said. Because guys are sleazing on them? Because guys sleaze on anything?
Partially.
Yeah.
Because they can?
Because they can.
She said, according to Esther at Cosmo, although it's a very un-PC thing to say, for some women, the early affirmation that they get from guys is very exciting. Being courted, as she calls it, can make you feel powerful, confident, validated, beautiful. But once the chase is over and you're a couple, then you may rely on people outside your relationship for that affirmation.
Well, guys do the same thing, but they don't get hit on as much because girls just wait to get hit on.
In this case, cheating will give you an ego boost, but it's, you know, just the short kind of ego boost.
Right.
That doesn't really help. Also, she says maybe the bond feels too safe. You may have chosen your mate because they are loyal and loving, and you know that they would never hurt you.
Oh, that's because you don't want that.
Right.
But you're the bad boy.
Right.
You're the bad boy that's going to hurt you.
Not necessarily find them exciting or sexy.
You're the bad boy that's going to break up with you and cheat on you. That's
you might
best.
Be de-eroticizing your partner because
like
it makes
kids.
Them safe.
Sounds like kids getting right. married you may, too young.
Well, yeah.
He's too nice.
He's too
Maybe
nice.
You found that
he's
sexual
nice.
Tension with someone else. She says if people brought even 10% of the imagination and investment they put into their affairs, into their primary partnerships, those were the primary partnerships would be much better. She says maybe you are subconsciously motivated. Sometimes a woman cheats because of a trauma in her past has left her with a fear of abandonment, and this can make her defensive.
Man, use that as an excuse.
So she will cheat first. Well, that doesn't make it right.
I know.
She's just saying that this is the reality of the situation.
Well, what's the guy's excuse? Because the guy's got to get someone aside, too, if he can.
She's only referring to women here. We hear about guys all the time.
But it's the same thing. Everybody wants validation.
And women can get it easier,
right.
Sure.
And once you
Girls, no matter what age you are always getting hit on. Always getting hit on.
You get past that infatuation stage, then you're just the boring, nice guy.
And then maybe you've just grown up and apart. Maybe you're just no longer in the right relationship, even though it was the right one
we
for you
wanted
before.
Different things.
Yeah, maybe you're just over it. It's time to move on.
Yeah.
So that's what she says. That's what she says.
I think it's more, like you said, I think the women have a lot more options.
Yeah, the opportunity for that validation is just right there.
It's anywhere in
All
your
the
office,
time.
Anywhere in your office, convenience store, talk to any woman. They're always hit on. Married doesn't matter.
No.
All the time.
I'm sure there's some guys that get their fair share.
Not as much as women. Even like stud dudes. Not as much as women.
No.
Because women aren't as vocal as guys are. Are you done? Because guys cast a wide net just hoping somebody bites.
And those guys that get validation ain't us.
Yeah. Oh, Petey.
Wow.
Way to punctuate that, Petey.
Yeah. Validate me.
Was it bad?
Did you validate yourself?
I asked, I received. Yes.
I asked, I received, I should say.
Sad news for Joe America.
Sausage related?
Yeah.
Probably not good for you, right?
Nitrates.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of those.
That are used to cure products like hot dogs, beef jerky, salami, and other processed meats can contribute to
cancer, right?
Mania, according to researchers.
That explains a lot.
The morons at Johns Hopkins Medicine.
The bad kind of mania?
Mania is defined as a state of heightened mood, energy, and arousal that can last from a few weeks to several months. It is most common in those with bipolar disorder, but can affect others as well.
Yeah, that's Joe.
Yeah.
Someone experiencing mania is more likely to engage in dangerous, risky behavior and more susceptible to delusional thoughts.
That's Joe.
Researchers have found that those hospitalized with mania were 3.5 times more likely to have eaten cured meat prior to their episode when compared with the group without a psychiatric disorder.
That'll explain a lot of Joe's thinking.
Oh, yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah, he's
crazy.
Full of the that's just the nitrate stock.
Exactly, man.
The study is published in the journal Molecular Psychiatry. They also say that eating cured meat occasionally is unlikely to trigger mental illness in the average person.
I don't know. I see some crowds full of nitrates, and I know they're pretty crazy. You know,
they say the nitrated cured meat is just one player in figuring out mania.
Look at the Packer fans when they're all together in the stadium. There's a hall full of nitrates. That's a huge, crazy crowd there.
You may remember
Fat
that
guys,
back
ugly
in
chicks.
2015, the World Health Organization warned that eating processed meats like hot dogs, sausages, and bacon
can cause
the bowel cancer in humans and red meat, probably a carcinogen.
All right. So take your mania in small doses.
Not every day.
But I mean, seriously, how many times have you had to say, Joe, bring it down a notch? Right. You're at a 10. We need you at a 3.
Yeah, right.
The guy is just always on.
Well, then he just has to eat some food that depresses him.
Well, it ain't sausage. He loves sausage.
That balances you out.
I mean, his Facebook page is full of sausage.
Yeah, anything not naturally cased depresses him.
Now, I like a good sausage. I couldn't eat every freaking day. I'd go crazy. Oh, apparently you do.
Obviously.
That's the key. Yeah. That's the key.
Science backs
would.
That up.
He ain't walking past the radio. That phone be ringing.
Now, he's lost his mind.
He'll hear about it.
Yeah, he's lost his mind.
He's lost his freaking mind.
His mind's encased.
Naturally.
Naturally.
Well, he might be walking past the radio, but there's a pile of breakfast sausage waiting for him, so he's not going to make the call until the breakfast sausage is done.
Sausage.
And then he's going to be just a maniac when he gets on here. Mania will ensue.
Teen mom star Farrah Abraham.
Yeah, where's she taking it?
Could be headed to jail.
Aww.
Over an incident at a Southern California hotel last month. She'd been charged with battery after she allegedly got into a fight with a security officer at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
You knew who I am?
Yeah, probably. The officer told police she asked asked her to leave.
I think she actually dropped the do you know who I am?
Yeah,
After she got into an altercation with some guests, she refused and was later arrested. She's going to be arraigned next month.
I'm a butt model.
She apparently attacked the security guard.
James Dean is my boyfriend. That just stuck to the tape, too. Damn.
She hit the security guard in the face.
James Dean, the porn star, by the way.
Grabbed his ear.
He starred in Backdoor. And she said, oh, it's just a release to sex tape, me and my boyfriend. No.
It was a private tape.
With lighting.
Yeah.
With lighting.
Sure it was.
And James Dean showing up.
That was her rented boyfriend.
Yeah. And I'm glad she did it. We all watched it. Thank you. The Pride of Council Bluffs, Backdoor Farrah. Appreciate that. Thank you. We never get any bitching about that from our Council Bluff listeners. Yeah, she kind of is.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.